Hello everybody, this is Adam Roxby here from Harwich Peninsula Friends of the Earth, and you join me as I just walk towards the Salvation Army Hall on George Street in Harwich, where myself and other members of the group are going to be having a meeting to discuss the future of the website, of our Friends of the Earth website, over at harwichfoe.co.uk. Since coming back from Friends of the Earth Base Camp, which is the annual gathering that Friends of the Earth organises to get together hundreds of campaigners from across the country to really discuss and inspire campaigners for the year ahead, we here at Harwich Peninsula Friends of the Earth have really been talking internally as to how we can reach out to the wider community and in our own local group begin to inspire more campaigners and more residents really to start taking action to protecting our environment. And one of the ways in which we thought we could do that was through our website. And while we were pleased with the website that we had previously, we wanted more, and we knew that we could work harder and to create a website that really took us forward into the next year ahead. So this meeting is going to result in the creation of a brand new website. Currently over at harwichfoe.co.uk there is a static page with our contact details and the ability to leave a message for us. But the new website really is going to be greater in function and in scope and in the ability to really move us forward. It's not only going to show off what we have done as a group up until now, with an award-winning environmental campaigning group, when I first came to Harwich and really re-established a local Friends of the Earth group here, it was a very difficult task, and we managed to take this group and really turn it into something very impressive, and for that I won an award. And then moving forward, the group has won an award for its campaign to try and save the hangings, the popular walk area in Harwich, which I've spoken about before here on Audioboo. And also our new coordinator, Paul Priest, has been nominated for another award. So we're a group that gets things done, and we're a group that manages to achieve a lot. And really we want to have a website that lets people know, when they're visiting our website, what sort of group we are and how they too can become inspired to achieve great things. But we also want to make it really quick and easy for people to be able to find out what are the problems in their local area, to let us know about problems that they found in the local area, and more crucially, what people can do about it. Because we're getting to the point now where people are pretty much clued up and pretty much aware of what the problems are. You know, study after study is released, and poll after poll is published, which says that the majority of the British public are on side with Friends of the Earth and the message that we are putting out there, which is fantastic. So obviously the next natural step is to then take that overwhelming support and turn it into action. And we here at Harwich Peninsula Friends of the Earth are going to be doing our bit, and usually the way people find about us first is through our website. So we're dedicating some time and effort and energy and resources to getting that right. So as I walk towards the red door of the Salvation Army Hall here, that's going to be our mission for tonight, and I look forward to having you along for this journey, and hopefully you'll be impressed with the new website that we managed to create, and hopefully you'll start to begin your path to becoming environmental campaigners or just concerned citizens wanting to do your bit to securing a sustainable and better future for us all. So, Thank you very much for your time. This has been Adam Roxby. I look forward to speaking to you all again, as always, really soon. Thank you very much.